Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
the Fan,
WFAN.
Wake your asses up, Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 877-337-6666. Got my man Rami behind the glass. Rami, what's good, brother?
What's up, dude?
I'm good. Almost Christmas Eve. The Jets play a high-stakes battle for a better draft pick versus the Commanders. Giants look to spoil Christmas for Philly fans. Knicks get embarrassed by the Bucks again. No need for a tweet of the week. Just do the hashtag Mets Twitter. There's plenty of them. And you know I'm starting with the Mets because I wasn't here when the news broke. And I was asked, when are you going to be in the air? Well, here I am. And to the Met fans, and to the New York Mets organization, to Steve Cohen, why bother playing the 2024 season? It's over. Before it even starts. Steve Cohen is the coupons 2.0. At least that's what the idiots on Met Twitter want you to believe. As many fans already quit on the season, and breaking news, opening day is about 4 months away. Four. And this fan base is acting like the season's over. Now, losing Leon Momoto, yes, it sucked. But just like Ohtani, he didn't want to be here. And I don't want guys that don't want to be here in New York, period. Now, before I start to give you my plan and what I think the Mets should do for 2024 to have a legit competitive team on the field, let me remind you of what I've been saying since the first day Steve Cohen took over for the Mets, bought the Mets. Day one. He inherited an absolute mess. A mess. Behind the scenes, for everyone to see, a mess. No real minor leaguers appealing to other squads except for Francisco Alvarez and maybe Ronnie Mauricio. Negative, in the red. The cupboard was bare. Bare. We couldn't wait for the coupons to be gone. Couldn't wait. Myself included. I asked the baseball gods, dear baseball gods, please, please, please let the coupons be forced to sell the team. Please. My original choice was Mark Cuban. Why not? But it got better. And Steve Cohen bought the Mets. And saved us from more coupon misery. This is coming from somebody who goes to 40, 50 plus games a season. And I'm not a season ticket holder. I'm not. It's cheaper to buy tickets on the secondary market. It's cheaper to buy playoff tickets in the secondary market. It's the truth. But back to Steve Cohen and how Met fans, you know, are killing the ownership and killing Stearns. Steve Cohen ripped the Band-Aid off when the season was over. The season was over in June. In June. Let's recap how the season started. How many injuries did the Mets have? Did they find that right before opening day, Justin Verlander is going to be out for a month? Correct? Sterling Marte doesn't have groins that work. Gone for most of the season. Pete Alonso. Gets drilled for the 19th time on his hand. Out for a month or whatever it was. He tried to come back sooner. Didn't work out. But he tried. Because the ship was sinking. The ship was sinking last season. Big time. 2022 was amazing. But last year was an absolute nightmare. Again, I respect Steve Cohen for ripping the Band-Aid off instead of doubling down last year before the deadline. I don't care how long we've been friends. I don't care if we're even related. If you truly think Steve Cohen are the Will, is the Wilpons 2.0 or the Wilpons 2.0, whatever you want to say, you are a certified moron. And I stand by that 1,000%. Because all this fan base does is bitch and moan about every single thing. In 2022, when the team was winning 101 games, all this fan base did was be negative most of the time. Most of the time. They called the Mets chokers. Go look at the numbers. The Braves went on a historic pace to catch the Mets. Historic. It took a historic pace to catch the Mets. Now, the bats were asleep in September. That's the truth. We all know that. Except for Eduardo Escobar. It's probably his only great month as a Met. But for anybody to call Steve Cohen the Coupons 2.0, you are bugging. Now, I have a way the Mets can put a competitive product winning team on the field without going crazy in 2024. If the plan is really to punt, not go all in this year, but to not go all in this year, I should say, and just 2025 and beyond and go all in. And by the way, if you don't go all in next season and beyond, you're going to lose a lot of loyal fans because you put it on the record, Steve Cohen, that, you know, we're going to see how 2024 goes, and then pretty much we're going to go all in 2025 and beyond. Now, here is my plan to have a competitive 2024 Met team that the fans can get behind. The fans can get behind, and if they're in it, by the trade deadline, you know the Mets are going to make a move. Steve Cohen is not going to sit there and see what happens. So here are my options, and I want you guys to let me know, and gals, to let me know if you agree with me. And the number is 877-337-6666. J.D. Martinez is still out there, correct? Okay. 1 year deal. You don't have to get locked into major contracts. 1 year deal. If you don't get him, Rhys Hoskins is available. He's coming off for an injury. 1 or 2 year deal. That way next season, for some crazy reason, if the Mets trade Pete Alonso, don't re-sign him, at least you have first base covered. At least. We'll be pissed off as fans, that's for sure, because we have a Philly taking the place of a homegrown Met. But it's an insurance policy. You could put Justin Turner at third this year, 1 year deal. He can play third. He can play first. He can DH. For insurance policy for 2025, you can sign Brandon Woodward for this season and next season, 2 year deal. He won't pitch next season, out for the season, but he'll be there for 2025 when Quintana comes off the books and Severino comes off the books. That's if Severino has a solid season, the Mets don't lock him up. Imanaga, 4 year deal, similar to Singer, give him a Singer type deal, funky lefty delivery, high swing and miss rate. The nerds talk about that stuff. I'm not big into analytical stuff. I just do what the eyes tell. I just go by the eye test. And I like what I see out of him, funky delivery. I think it'll work well in baseball, in the major leagues, that is. Obviously, this offseason, keep loading up on starting pitching and relief pitching. Pitching, that's been the biggest, that's the biggest concern with this team to me. Pitching. Relief pitching, starting pitching. But it's crazy how many Met fans have sneezed at this roster. You ask most of the major, at least half of Major League Baseball fans, right, of this respective teams, would you trade the team you root for that sucked ass forever for an owner like Steve Cohen and this roster that the Mets have? They would do it in a heartbeat. Go ask the Rockies. Go ask the Pirates. Go ask the A's fans. Go ask the Tigers. Go ask the Marlins. I don't care how good the Marlins are this year. They would trade places, their fans, to have the excitement that the Met fans bring, to have that excitement, because no one goes to Marlins games, and they have a decent product. No one goes. But I guarantee, if Steve Cohen was the owner of the Marlins, the fans would be happy. But instead, Met fans, all they do, day in and day out, is cry and be negative and complain. And I've had it. I've had it for a long time with Met fans. A long time. I love my teams. But the fans have become unbearable. Now, the roster that I put together, I'll be happy with that roster going to opening day. I also had Josh Hader in there. I know the Padres just signed, is his name? I think it's Matsui, the closer from Japan. They signed lefty closer. So that means Josh Hader's gone. He's not coming back. And I know he's a closer. But if you pay him closer money and he's into it, and he's up for it, why not have him and Diaz in the bullpen together? He can close games when Diaz can't go second or third day. You have your lefty in the bullpen to go with Rayleigh. Mets fans have been wanting a solid, solid bullpen. It doesn't get much solid in that. Diaz and Hader in the back end? Good luck touching them. Now the real work begins for David Stearns. Because obviously you struck out on Yamamoto, and I was upset at the time, but he didn't want to be here. It's obvious the Mets and Yankees were used, and I'll get to the Yankees later. It's obvious they were used. They never had a chance to counter the offer. Because again, Shohei Ohtani and Yamamoto are just not built for New York. 877-337-6666. There's nothing. Steve Cohen and company have nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing. They tried. They had the same amount of money, same amount of years as the Dodgers, and it just happened that way. Let's go play for the Dodgers. Let's go play for a loaded team. And by the way, besides the Fugazi COVID championship that they won, 60 games, and I'd still call it Fugazi if the Mets won it, because we would never hear the end of it. But since it's the Dodgers, ooh, they haven't won a championship besides us since 1988. And last time I checked, all they've done in the playoffs is, with Dave Roberts as the manager, is choke, choke, and choke. Losers. Just because you have all, you get all the best players and all the high profile players, ask the Yankees, the Yankee fans, doesn't mean you're going to win every season. And I'm going to love it. And I'm saying it now. Bookmark this, save it, screen record it, whatever the hell you want to do. I am going to love it when, not if, when. And I just saw the Dodgers might trade for Emmanuel Clase. Trade for everyone. Because I'm going to love it when the new evil empire crumbles and chokes again. I'm going to love every minute of it. So my message to Mets fans is this. Can we let the offseason play out again? Just let it play out. We didn't get Yamamoto. We didn't even get a meeting with Ohtani. Fine, whatever. We didn't get Yamamoto. No chance to counter. Fine, whatever. But there's still players out there to put together a competitive roster to make the to win a division and win the and get to the playoffs. There's still plenty of guys out there. And this roster, Pete Alonso at first, Jeff McNeil at second, or on the outfield, Francisco Lindor at short. Third base, like I said, put Justin Turner there. Francisco Alvarez behind the plate. Brandon Nimmo in center. I don't know what to expect for Starling Marte. Edwin Diaz is back as the closer. Singa and Quintana, solid seasons, back in the rotation. This is not a roster to sneeze at. I know we've seen a lot of the same plays for the last couple of seasons, and we want some fresh blood in here. I get it. But I want guys that want to be here, not just fresh blood, guys that want to be here. And as much as you people kill Francisco Lindor, guess what? He didn't have to sign the extension. I know it was a lot of money. He didn't have to sign the contract, but he did. He wanted to be here. Pete Alonso wants to be here. I want more guys like that that want to be here, whether it's on the Yankees or whether it's on the Mets. You got to have the stomach for New York. Some guys are not built for it. They're just not. And if a guy you're going to give $325 million to is not built to pitch in New York, doesn't want to be here, guess what? Good riddance.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
877-337-6666. Let's go to Andy Ronkonkoma. Andy, what's up? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Al. What's happening, brother?
What's up, Andy? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know which Andy this is?
I have a feeling I know which one this is.
Go ahead, shoot, bro.
You posted a picture of Willie's Santa gifts.
What? Man, you're
I got the wrong Andy. I knew it was one or the other. I got the wrong one.
Okay, well, it's the angry Albanian.
That's what I said.
Brother?
It's you. You posted.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you posted the pictures of Willie gave you gifts, no?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on. You've been hitting the eggnog too hard tonight, brother.
I always hit the eggnog hard, man. But listen, you basically touched on everything that I wanted to touch on. But I called because I've dropped the ball because of my work hours. I wanted to congratulate you.
Thank you.
You deserved it. You worked hard for this, and I wish you nothing but luck.
Thank you.
And you're doing a great job. I don't get to listen much because of my, my work hours and whatnot. But I am happy for you, bro. You're a real one. Keep it going. Speak for us, Met fans. And
always.
I just want to touch. You got it, brother. That's all. Orange and blue. Always. You don't back
honest,
down.
Honest about it, whether it's good or bad. That's me. It's always been that way.
Absolutely, man. You know, you're a great dude. But anyways, I just wanted to say one thing, and you touched on it, so I'm going to repeat myself.
Sure.
All these fans with the 2.0, you know, Cohen is the Wolf Bonds. You know what? Truthfully, bro, I'm a Met fan. You know it. I'm
of course.
Diehard Met fan. I bleed orange and blue. I eat and sleep Mets. Anybody that says that, you know what? All I can say for them is they live to be miserable and complain. Anybody that thinks that, you got to get yourself checked out.
Hey, you're being polite. You're being very polite.
I'm trying to keep it clean.
I get it. I don't want to get in trouble neither.
You know?
And I don't want to dump you. You're 100% correct.
As far as this Yamamoto, you know, whatever, you know what? They talked about all these media types, you know, they're not Met fans. They like to always put that little dig. But what they did say, and I agree with them because I work with a lot of Asian people, you know, at my employment, they do take the respect, you know, like honesty, like, you know, family. They take that to heart.
Oh, of course.
So when Steve Cohen and David Stearns took a flight out to meet him and his family, and I'm sure, I mean, I don't know firsthand, but I'm sure they brought gifts. I'm sure they told him what the vision is.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that vision is, I know that vision is to become a powerhouse in baseball. I'm going to make this short because I know you got a lot of calls. But then he came, you know, they came back, supposedly had a good meeting. Yamamoto came from whatever, California, and met Steve, you know, his wife and whoever, you know, whoever was there. I heard the manager was there, the pitching coach, and David Stearns and whatnot. You know what? If you want the respect and you want the honor, you know what? When Steve Cohen gives, supposedly, I'm not privy to these, you know, inside negotiations and whatnot.
I know he follows you on Twitter, right?
Well, he does, you know, You know, those are my guys.
I'm still waiting for a follow, Steve.
Well, I'll put in a good word for you next time we entertain another free agent.
Oh,
but anyway,
for sure.
So this guy comes here, and supposedly, from what you hear, Steve Cohen gives him the highest dollar amount, $325. Now, this guy here, they treated him good. He went back to the Dodgers.
Yeah,
and
they didn't even give the chance.
And asked him, can you match?
Yeah.
Which is fine. But you know what? There comes a point where he could have said, Listen, I'm going to go back to the Dodgers because, you know what, I grew up a Dodger fan. I want to be close to home, blah, 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 what else?
Uh-huh.
You know, whatever he had to say. Be honest with the guy and tell him, listen, I'm going to go to the Dodgers. If they give me the same or more, you know what, I'm going to give you a last chance to sign. I'd rather sign over there, but you know what, it is about the money. It doesn't matter who you are. It's always about the money.
No, I get it. And thanks for the phone call, Andy. 100%. I'm 100% with you on that. And as you know, you've seen it in our Met chat. Eddie said that, you know, Steve Cohen should start putting a shot clock on his contract office. 24 to 48 hours. You don't sign it, the contract's off the table. And I don't think that's a bad thing. You find out if guys really want to be here. How bad they really want to be in New York. And maybe because I'm from here, I was born here, lived here most of my life except for 1 year. I would have loved the honor to put on a New York uniform, no matter what team it is. No matter what team it is. Because when the New York team is good, there is nothing like it. When the New York team's a championship team, there is nothing like it. Across the board, it doesn't matter what New York, even whatever local team, it doesn't matter. The fans go absolutely ape. Jerseys all over the town. The support is crazy. Signs, everything. It's nuts. It's nuts. But I want guys who want to be here. Enough of this fugazi. Let me see how this goes. No. Do you want to be here or not? What's your vision? Do you see yourself playing for this team? Do you see yourself playing in New York? That would be my question. My first question. Do you see yourself playing in New York? Can you see yourself playing in New York? And if they hesitate, I'm out. 877-337-6666. Now, have you watched the last two playoffs? Do we even remember who played in the World Series last year? The Rangers and the Diamondbacks. Now, the Rangers spent, and they spent. You know, they gave 10 years to Corey Seager. He's a playoff beast. They gave 10 years to Simeon. They gave 6 to DeGrom. They traded for Scherzer, even though Cohen's paying for most of it. They won the World Series, right? Diamondbacks built the farm system. Great young team, lacking starting pitching, but they made the World Series. Who'd they beat? Who did they beat? The billion-dollar Dodgers. And I loved it. And I loved every minute of it. I'm sick of hearing, oh, it's L.A. There's palm trees. Traffic sucks over there. The air quality sucks over there. And if I was going to go play for a team in California, it would be San Diego because it's much nicer in San Diego than L.A. Much nicer. It's more peaceful. It's more pleasant. L.A. is nothing but congestion and plastic everywhere. It's not who you are. It's what you have. In New York City, we respect the grind. We respect the hustle. And we respect people that want to be here. And don't half-ass it. Because I'm fed up. I'm fed up with this fan base. I'm fed up with people taking shots at Steve Cohen. Because it's not like he's not trying. He's trying. He's trying. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the coupons would have offered Yamamoto $325 million? Never. Never. Like I said a couple weeks ago, they would have had a big press conference, cocktail shrimp and champagne for everyone. Luis Severino is signed with the Mets. There's all offseason. See you in 2024. But we have an owner that says, we'll move on. Life goes on. Enjoy your holidays. Because you know what? When the season starts, and I'm standing by this until he proves otherwise. When the season starts, this team will be a playoff caliber team. There's plenty of guys out there. You can fill the roster 1 or 2 year deals at max. Guys are not going to be on his team next year. You have spots filled up for the for next year. And you can go all in on the guy that the Yankees just traded for, Juan Soto. And speaking of the Yanks, I'll get to the Mets later when the phone calls come in. Speaking of the Yankees, before I came in, I saw that let me make sure I read this correctly, because I was cracking up hysterically reading this. It said that where is it at? The Yankees reportedly did not want to pay Yamamoto more than Gerrit Cole. Rami, you're a Yankee fan, right, my brother?
I am.
Hearing that, how does that make you feel?
It's ridiculous. It's the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. Like, what does that mean? So they're not going to pay Juan Soto because they don't want to pay him more than Judge?
You don't think he's paying attention to that?
Right. Like, and that's the dumbest excuse ever. I've heard that they didn't want to go all in on him or whatever. And I get it. He would be the clear, I guess, second
They
pitcher.
Did offer more money yearly. Yeah, less years. But
right, because it's 10 years. Yeah. I don't know. It's dumb. It sounds very much after the fact also. Like, hey, now we could say this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but why would you even say that? It sounds Wilpon, like the Wilpons.
Because once you didn't get him, now you can say, all right, let's make Gerrit Cole feel great about himself, and it's a great excuse to the fans. I mean,
if Gerrit Cole needs that to feel good about himself, my God.
But it's also been 3 years, at least, of the Yankees thinking their fans are stupid with the things they say to the media, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how they treat us, where they say certain things, where IKF, no, he's a really good shortstop. He's a Gold Glove shortstop, and then he's benched in a playoff game.
And they put him in the outfield.
Gleyber Torres, really good shortstop, and then they have to move him back to second base. Like, how many times do we hear things like this where they've told us one thing, and then their actions have clearly been different? So, I don't know. I don't put too much stock into what they've said.
You know what that sounds like? Jeff and Fred Coupon. They always did that. Always spun it. Always tried to make it seem like, well, there's better things out there. You know, just trust in us and know what we're doing.
Well, the Yankees also said we're far from done last year after they signed Rodon, right? They said that this year after the Soto trade.
There's still guys out there.
Let's see what they do.
There's plenty of guys out there. The Yankees have to be on a Montgomery. They need another starting pitcher. He's still got to be out there. He's out there.
Stroman, Snell, whoever it is, I don't care. They have to get at least one or two.
Yeah, they need two.
I'd like to see a Shane Bieber trade. We know how good Cashman is with the trades.
Yeah, I seen that. And also, Trevor Bauer was throwing for teams now.
Pass.
877-337-6666. Go to Clark in Palm Springs. Clark, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, brother?
This is about the Yankees moving forward. What do you think are some of the deals they can make after Masahiro Yamamoto?
I can't hear you. You're really low.
What are some of the deals you think they can make after missing out on Yamamoto?
Montgomery's still out there. It depends how many years you want to give him. He's looking for a Rodon contract. How'd that work out for the Yanks last year?
Not very good.
Not very good. If he's all for a 4-year deal, that's fine. I'm not going 6 years for him.
Do you think he wants to come back to the Yankees after they traded him away for Peter?
He was heartbroken when he was traded. He didn't want to be traded. And the players didn't want him to get traded either. He was well-liked in the clubhouse.
What do you think about a Dylan Cease move from the White Sox?
How many prospects are you going to have to give up for him? You just gave up, a fair amount for Soto. How many prospects are you going to have to give up for him?
How much years does he have left on his contract?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'll check that during the break. But Dylan Cease was on my radar as well. Have a good night, Clark. Thank you for the call. I have to check. Can you check Dylan Cease's contract? I checked it during the baseball season. I don't remember off the top of my head. Let's go to Eli in Washingtonville, New York. Eli, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother?
Listen, man, this trade, I'm a Yankee fan.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I'm not mad at Brian Cashman or the Yankees.
Yes.
And, it's this guy obviously used the Mets and the Yankees, and this guy calls himself a competitor. And, he was like, oh, yes, I'm a competitor. That's why I like the Yankees.
And then you hear all the reports he wants to be the man. Like, he wants to be, yeah.
And then you go to a super team where you're number two?
He's number two.
I don't like that guy's makeup at all.
I think Mookie Betts.
I'm not mad at the Yankees.
Mookie Betts is ahead of him on that team.
What's up? Yeah, it's ridiculous that, I'm telling you, baseball at this point, I think, needs a salary cap. Because, tell you the truth, fine, everybody's going to have the attention because everybody's going to want to hate the Dodgers. But it's time for, look, it's just time. Football is the way it is because every team has a shot of building a team.
I don't know if Jeff fans feel that way.
Well, yeah, you know, you're smart enough. But if you have good general management, you're able to build a team. It doesn't matter if you're green, you know, a state like a team like Green Bay or a small market team. Anybody can make the playoffs. Anybody can make a team as long as you're smart enough. Now, this Dodger thing, fine, they were smart because they got slick.
Yo, they got real slick.
Yeah, you know, they offered this guy this tremendous deal where he deferred a whole bunch of money. Then they got him to get his bunk bed buddy. You know, it was smart in their part, but you just have to blame baseball for this. Because, fine, listen, I'm a Yankee fan, but we bought a 2009 championship, like I say, but you know what? The core four came from our farm system.
100%.
And most of our championships were from our farm system. So the Dodgers spending all this money, and listen, I'm telling you, it's going to be, if it's another LeBron James, when LeBron James went to his first year with the Heat, oh my God, I will throw a party. I don't care if the Yankees lose, end up in last place again. It'll be the greatest baseball season ever.
I'm going to love it. And happy holidays, Eli. I'm going to love it when the Dodgers don't win the World Series this year, this upcoming season.